Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Crossing Routes podcast, fueled by FTN Fantasy. My name is Herms. His name is Tyler O, the most accurate ranker in the entire fantasy industry last year, here to bring you our final rankings conversation. Guys that were a little bit further apart on headed into the 2025 season with our wide receivers episode. Got to get into those pass catchers. Got to close with the receivers. But before we continue and get any further, I just want to mention to folks, the reason we're not doing a tight ends episode is because when I was looking at our tight end rankings just side by side, we pretty much agree on the tight ends in general. So like, hey, if you're, you know, interested in trying to get really good tight end rankings, just go over to ftnfantasy.com and look at Tyler O's. It's going to work. It's going to work just fine. Go check out every other position he has ranked too, of course. And, you know, while I'm talking about literally you, I may as well hear from literally you. Tyler, how's it going, my guy?
Dude, thrilled. Thrilled to be back on the mic with you. Thrilled to be talking about football as if it is here, because it is here. And love talking about ranks, man. Always love ranks. Love the strategy, the thought process. Let's get into it.
Yeah, dude. And I think the best place to pick up the baton is from a conversation we had in the quarterbacks episode, talking about Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense. I think we differ on this, and I have admitted even in the last episode, I think I'm being a little bit harsh. And I think one of the reasons is because of the first player we're going to be talking about, Xavier Worthy. We are pretty far apart on him. I will admit, I think I might be wrong on this. I have him at 36. You have him all the way up at 20. I am very curious to hear the reasons why, and also just, you know, any other thoughts you may have that didn't get mentioned in the Mahomes part of the conversation about this Chiefs offense, because I think Xavier Worthy, especially with the whole Rashee Rice situation looming potentially in the back half of the season, is going to be a very, very key impact piece of whether this offense is going to really succeed aerially or not.
Yeah, so just to pretty much sum up where I'm at with the Chiefs offenses, I think Mahomes and the Chiefs return to form. I believe Mahomes' QB11 finish is the exception, not the rule. And pretty much every single year that he's been a starter, he's been a top eight quarterback with multiple top five finishes, is what we're going to come to expect. This bump that I gave Worthy to get him to 20 is obviously assuming that we're going to get probably 6 to 8 games of a suspension from Rashee Rice. That's a piece of it why he got bumped. He was definitely, I can't remember exactly where he was, but he was probably like 25, 26. So still, a big gap between the two of us. But I think what it really comes down to is, like, obviously first round capital, pretty solid profile in college, came out when he should have. But when you look at like the final, say, like half a season from Rashee Rice, and you look at the final, say, like, I should have season. So I think, like, if you look at the last 8 or so games from Rashee Rice and the last 8 or so games from Xavier Worthy, they're pretty identical just in terms of what we saw, like in terms of like target share, you know, 20 to 25%, same amount of like targets, same amount of like catches, same amount of yards. Basically what I'm getting at is they put up about the same amount of points when you look at Xavier Worthy's last 8 games and you look at Rashee Rice's last 8 games. And Rashee Rice was going at what, the two, three turn as a top 15, top 16 wide receiver. I got no problem taking Xavier Worthy in the 4th or 5th round, because I think Rashee Rice, I don't think, like, if you looked at them as prospects, I probably would say Xavier Worthy was a more talented prospect than Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice clearly has a skill set that fits Mahomes well, that kind of like Kelsey, middle of the field, soak up targets, works great for him. That is not who Xavier Worthy is. I totally get that. But for me, with Rashee Rice going to be out half the season, I don't think there's any reason that Xavier Worthy can't, I wouldn't say replicate exactly, but like those expectations we had for Rashee Rice, now with Rashee Rice out of the picture, I don't see why Xavier Worthy can't do that. I think there's a large gap between Xavier Worthy and the rest of the pass catchers when Rashee Rice isn't playing. And we know he's got that home run speed. We know he's got the breakaway speed. I mean, shoot, I think last time we saw them play together, Mahomes and Worthy, I mean, it was like 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, Xavier Worthy's getting shutouts from Taylor Swift, man. So I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard to argue against a shout out from Taylor Swift just in general. I mean, I do value her opinion pretty highly. She's very cool. But also, yeah, dude, like, so the final 6 games that Xavier Worthy played last year, and I'm including like the Super Bowl run in this, so we are talking some playoff football, everybody. but 8.7 targets per game and 21.6 PPR points per game. He did kind of take that really big step forward. And I think everything you say definitely makes sense. And I absolutely agree with you as well. I had Worthy valued as a better prospect coming into the league than Rashee Rice. And the other part of it is the fact that the Andy Reid offense is notorious for being difficult for receivers to kind of pick up right away. So the fact that he's already going to be going into just another year of it, figuring it out, doing all the things, being in his responsibilities, I think you've convinced me, man. I got to move up Xavier Worthy.
Give him a little love.
Yeah, dude, I think you make a good point. And you know, especially, if Rashee Rice is going to miss that much significant time, him getting back to somewhere in that neighborhood of like those 8.7 targets per game is actually very possible. I think I just didn't really think it through all the way. So I'm definitely with you on the Xavier Worthy thing now. That is definitely, I'm going to be interested to see where I end up with him when all is said and done. That was a fun one. Really glad we got to discuss that a little bit more. We're going to take a quick break right now. Just get that out of the way a little bit early, and then we will get into our next two player conversations. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, hey, it's Herms from FTN's Crossing Routes podcast. Football season is right around the corner, and there's no better way to lock in your fantasy dominance early than with best ball on DraftKings, where you draft once and ride your roster all season long. And right now, DraftKings is giving all customers a can't-miss offer. Draft one, get one. Enter a lineup in the $15 million best ball contest for just $20, and you'll score another best ball ticket to play free for a share of $15 million, giving you a second shot to win big. It's easy. Just draft your team once, no weekly management required, and let your top scorers automatically start each week. Across the whole season, every breakout star, every clutch play, every touchdown will count toward your quest for a share of $15 million. You want to start your draft with Ja'Marr Chase and come back around with Joe Burrow? Get yourself a nice little Bengals stack? You definitely can. You want to try to play the ADP a little bit and scoop some value on rookies? You could definitely build your roster that way. You could do anything you want in this $15 million best ball contest. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now to draft your $20 best ball lineup to play for a share of $15 million. And get a second ticket to play free for a share of $15 million. That's two chances to win big without ever setting your lineup again. Draft one, get one. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per customer. Enter the Best Ball $15 million Headliner Contest by September 4th, 2025 to get one bonus entry. $20 entry fee required. Reward expires in 30 days. See terms at DraftKings.com/NFL-best-ball. Sponsored by DraftKings.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Crossing Routes podcast, fueled by FTN Fantasy. I am still Herms. He is still Tyler O, and we are still talking about our wide receiver rankings for the 2025 season. Just, you know, a few players that we are a little bit further apart on than one another and some of the reasons why. Hopefully, this conversation has been helpful for everybody and helped everybody sort of get back into the mindset and sort of evaluate their own opinions on certain players. We will continue the conversation with Marvin Harrison Jr. We've talked a lot about him throughout the course of this podcast existence. We've, you know, sort of dove into the reasons why his rookie year may not have gone super well. But you have him ranked at wide receiver 15. I have him ranked at wide receiver 27. I will admit, like, I'm pretty far out, but I am very, very interested to hear the more bullish case for that, because I think it's something I can be swayed on.
Dude, I don't know if I'm going to sway you, though, if I'm being completely honest with you. Like, I feel like when I talk about Marvin Harrison at this point in time, I'm just kind of like going along with the masses. I don't think I have the stones to rank him that low, but I mean, I think wide receiver 16 is his ADP, and I've pretty consistently just been hanging out like right around that range. I mean, right now, what do I have him at? 15. So like I keep him right around ADP, sometimes a little low. I try to be at or a little, like maybe one or two spots below. He's not a guy that I'm aggressively targeting, but he's certainly a guy that building the upside case is not hard. We know the pedigree. We know how good he was. Yes. Did we have a bit of a disappointing rookie year considering the expectations were so sky high? Absolutely. But I think it wouldn't shock me if he got, you know, an extra 20, 30 more targets this year, maybe at Trey McBride's expense. I think Kyler Murray is solid. Like, honestly, like I've been drafting Kyler Murray. I feel pretty good about Kyler Murray where he goes in drafts. I'm not really necessarily out on him or this offense. But like also last year, I'm like, why didn't he do better? Right? Like why wasn't he better? Like, well, what the heck happened? So it's like, okay, you know, he's coming into the league. Yeah, he's got to kill it as a rookie. Doesn't do it. And then it's like, all right, well, he just needed a year. Second year, we're going to see that jump. And we just like expected this point in time. And he's still getting priced at that point in time. So, man, like it's tough for me to like build a bull case here for Marvin Harrison outside of I still believe in Kyler. And there's not a lot of options, and it's great talent. The opportunities there. There's not a single other really wide receiver that has any concerns for me. So I think he's going to take a step up, obviously, from last year. But shoot, man, last year he was like wide receiver like 29 or 30. So like he still could finish like wide receiver 24 to 20, and it'd still be a step up. And I think he would consider himself to be a little bit overdrafted. So man, this one it was funny when you put this name up there, and I saw your rank, and I'm like, well, it's far too low. And then I looked at my rank, but it's like, I can't really build a super strong case for Marvin Harrison besides like, this just kind of feels like a good range for him, but I can't tell you I've confidently been clicking his name in this spot. So, am I going to be moving him down? I don't know. I just moved him above Tyreek Hill, but that has a lot more to do with Tyreek Hill than it does with Marvin Harrison. So for me, I think I'm in a spot where I'm not going to kind of try to conjure up too much stronger of a take here, Herms. I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you. I think I said my piece.
I got you for sure. And, you know, even I think I'm being a little harsh for sure. It's just that there are some names that I have ahead of him that I just feel really good about. Like, for example, I have him, you know, just behind Jameson Williams. You know, I think like the Lions, it's going to be weird without both of their, you know, offensive and defensive coordinators from last year. But like, I still think they're going to do a lot of fun stuff in-house. I think, you know, with the in-house promotions, I think that's going to work out. George Pickens ahead of him. You know, we talked a little bit about the Dallas offense when talking about Dak Prescott a couple episodes ago, but like I think the big reason for me stems from research that I did as part of my fantasy face-off series when I was looking into Kyler Murray. And I think honestly, like a lot of the Marvin Harrison stuff from last year, I think just kind of stemmed from Kyler not being particularly strong as a passer. Like he's never been that bad, but Marvin Harrison Jr.'s passer rating when targeted last year was 87, which is that's below the league average. Last year that was 92.3, you know. So just to kind of give you an idea of a little bit of that, like I think it's just like that connection just is a little bit frustrating for me. But also, you know, Kyler Murray was, you know, still, you know, largely coming back from an injury, still kind of learning an offense with a new coordinator for the most part. Like he hasn't really been in this Drew Petsick system super long. So like, I think I am just being very, very, very nervous about whether it's going to take that leap forward or not. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, even kind of just looking at it, like 27 might be a little bit too low, but I don't know if I can go that much higher just because like, and also like Trey McBride. I'm just going to say that, like, I think he's the dominant alpha.
That's fair.
So like if he's going, yeah, like if Marvin Harrison's going to have this opportunity to take a huge step forward, then I think that would require him to be the alpha in the passing attack. And I just don't think he is. I still think McBride is going to be the dominant figure and receive a lot of that work. And I also think, you know, the receiving touchdowns are probably going to break his way a little bit more this year, but we're not doing a tight end episode. That's a different conversation for a different thing. But yeah, I mean, that's just where I'm at on Marvin Harrison Jr. I think it really just comes down to like, is the connection with Kyler going to be there? And are they going to make it so that he's not only running egregious amounts of vertical routes? Are they going to let him do like horizontal things sometimes? Are they going to lower that A dot a little bit? Because the probability of those throws becomes significantly higher of being completed the lower A dot you get, for obvious reasons, you know. So that's just the big thing for me. I think it'll definitely be fun to see, though. I'm going to try to remake him a little bit. It's going to be fun to see how much higher he gets. Now, the last player that we are going to talk about as part of this, you know, sort of, you know, ranking summit series that we're doing between the two of us is a player that I just really like. I think he's a very chill dude. Now, the issue is that he's going to be suspended for the first 3 weeks of the season. So you're not going to have Vikings wideout Jordan Addison available to you. I understand completely that is why people have him faded in rankings. You have him as your wide receiver 40 with the suspension baked in. I'm sure that's a big part of it. But the Herms YOLO baller who just goes with his vibe, as I talked about in our quarterbacks episode, I just think that the Vikings are going to be the best team in the NFC. I think their offense is going to be incredible. I have Jordan Addison ranked as my wide receiver 21. Before I get into some of my enthusiasm about it, I don't want to put words or thoughts into your mouth, into your brain. Is the logic behind Addison being where he is, at least to some large degree, just the fact that he's not going to be there for the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I looking at things and kind of taking it all in here, is I think I might have moved him down a little bit too low after the suspension news hit. Seeing his ADP at wide receiver 36, I still want to be ahead of ADP on Addison, as I believe he's definitely a better talent than wide receivers that go in that range. I mean, it's consistently been, I believe, like wide receiver, I think he finished wide receiver 21 last year, I believe, depending on your kind of like format, or 20 and then 21. But he was wide receiver 20 last year and he missed two games. Like the upside is there. I definitely think like you're hyper aggressive on it. But do you want to remind folks where you're from and where Addison's from, Herms?
That is true. Yes, my local neck of the woods out in the Washington, D.C. area, Jordan Addison is from the same place. So I do have I have his jersey. Like, it's just cool, you know. So like, there is definitely an element of homerism. I'm not going to lie about that. It is 100% true.
Shout out from Maryland. But I mean, I definitely think I'm too low. Like, I'll admit that I think I was reactionary to the suspension. But I have gone on record saying I want to be ahead of the market and still grab Addison, as I believe he's a top 24 wide receiver in the NFL. So I think this was a good kind of like approach where I saw that and I looked at things. I'm like, I definitely have to move Addison up. Like, I need to be a little more aggressive. I need to be ahead of ADP of where Addison is at, because I don't want to be a person who's not getting any Addison, even with the suspension. I think he's a better buy. I guess I expected a little bit more of a dip when the suspension was announced than what actually happened. So you've definitely got me to move Addison up. I feel like I can get him into like the 33, 34 range quite easily. I want to be ahead of that ADP of wide receiver 36, but there's definitely some wide receivers up there in the 20s and I'm not quite there. I want Addison on my teams, but I'm not going to reach too far.
So let me see if this little piece of information might be able to sway you, because I did talk about Jordan Addison as part of my fantasy face-off series a little bit in the article I did on TJ Hockenson. It was the, you know, choosing between either him or Sam Laporta. Spoiler alert, I eventually picked Sam Laporta as the one that I prefer between the two of those tight ends. And a big reason why was the fact that, so there's cherry picking involved here. I say it in the article and I'm going to say it here. But so take this with whatever grain of salt you need to. But both TJ Hockenson and Jordan Addison have played in games together, all healthy with Justin Jefferson, all three of them healthy and out there at the same time for 20 games in total over mm-hmm. the past couple seasons. Mm-hmm. Now, looking at just those numbers, I went through and, you know, looked at things like, you know, targets per game, air yard share, you know, weighted opportunity rating, and just looked at the growth of Jordan Addison's role from 2023 to 2024. So it's 10 games they all played together in 2023 and 10 games they all played together in 2024. Jordan Addison's targets per game went from 5.5 to 7.6. His air yard share went from 21.9 to 27.6, and his weighted opportunity rating went from 0.3 0.35 to 0.51. Now, for context, a 0.51 whopper would have ranked 20th among receivers in 2024. I'm not, you know, it's not some crazy thing. Like, I'm not saying Jordan Addison's also going to be a wide receiver one. We're looking at some, you know, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins type situation, because like that's not happening here, folks. But like, Jordan Addison has grown a little bit, and I think I'm using this term properly. I'm looking at the contingent upside of what happens if Jordan Addison is the secondary focus over T.J. Hockenson. So listeners, that is the case that I am building. If you disagree with me, but you still have some enthusiasm about this Vikings passing attack, then honestly, the answer might just be T.J. Hockenson for you. And I think that that is a very good way to still target this and not give all of that credit to Jordan Addison. But if I'm going to pick who I think is going to be the favorite secondary target opposite Justin Jefferson, my money is on Addison based off of that sample size that I collected. Does that kind of make it a little bit, you know, more appealing to you with that context, or does that not do too much because a little bit of cherry picking was involved?
It does a little bit for me. I definitely appreciate that. I think you spelled out quite clearly. A little bit of cherry picking involved, but hey, man, I love the stance that you're taking, and I think you explained that one real well.
There you go. You gotta get bold sometimes, folks. That's what you're getting with Herms. You get bold with Herms, and you get some of the most accurate rankings in the business with Tyler O. That's why you need to go over to ftnfantasy.com. Get ready for your draft by looking at his rankings, Jeff Ratcliffe's rankings, Jeremy Pope's rankings. Our guys at FTN are some of the best of the very best, folks. You have to get all of that information. And hey, all of our cheat sheets, all of the things that you could possibly need, access to the NFL Stats Hub to do a lot of your research. You can do that with an FTN subscription. All you got to do is just use promo code CROSSING and it'll get you 10% off. Get in there, get a part of this fun stuff, and just be part of the FTN Fantasy fam. As always, ftnfantasy.com, that's where you can find all of our contents, where you can find Tyler's rankings. That's where everything fun happens. This has been the Crossing Routes podcast. We will see you all again next week for another conversation about something about football. Goodbye. Bingo.